Welcome to the Mark in the Morning podcast. Want to receive this daily? Search Mark in the Morning on iTunes, Stitcher, Audio Boom, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I had to. I need it. So normally at this time, I would over this song. 1450 WLAY, Mark Thompson with you. Requested music, 325-2525. This is Shalimar. I know you come a long way, baby. Oh, God, that gave me wood.
Wow.
Now, normally at this point, I would tell you what's on the show. Now, the show's ready. I got a lot of stuff.
Okay.
But when I come to L.A., I'm on the road.
Right.
I don't have the comfort of my studio where I can get up at 5 and prep it and then have a cigar. And I ran out of time where I go back through all the show we've got and I write down what's coming up today. What I'm saying is, I don't know what's coming up. But it's there.
I'm trying to figure out what's more disturbing, the fact that you don't know what's on the show or that you announce you have wood and Mikey and I are 2 feet from you.
My point is, I have a show.
Yeah.
But I'm death on a stick.
Okay.
Flew in Friday, didn't get here till 10 o'clock, didn't sleep, then got up, went to Orange. Oh, God. Orange County. We got to talk about Orange County.
Oh, it was amazing.
All right. We'll do it all after tunes. I'm just telling you, even though I'm not telling you what we have coming up, it's ready. It's here.
He just hasn't thumbed through it.
I just don't know where it is. It'll all be okay. Don't worry about it. We're here. We're in the room. We survived Orange County. I crapped 50 times yesterday, and I'm not kidding.
Bragger.
Alec. Wow. The studio of this radio station, 100.3 The Sound, is on the 19th floor of 5900 Wilshire. Got home from the Orange County Fair, and the smoke from the fires up in Santa Clarita, which remind me to talk about that because I used to live there.
Yeah.
It was this oddly ominous, the sun was orange.
Yeah, it's like pink orange.
Trying to see through all of that. And don't get me wrong, I'm not condoning it, but it was oddly beautiful to see for the time that it was there.
Well, that's why myself and a billion other people posted pictures, because we'd never seen anything like it.
Right.
And I was in the South Bay near the beach, and it was like that. So that was pretty scary.
Well, Santa Clarita, that's where I lived for roughly 22 years of my time here. And yearly. Because we're kind of in the crest of the mountains and the desert, the L.A. mountains.
Yeah.
And the problem and the reason the fires are always there is because it is mountainous.
Right.
And it never rains.
Yeah, dry as hell.
You just got a bunch of bush, shrub, and so it's going to burn. The firefighters that I watched every year save people's homes was miraculous. One of the first things I said at the fair, let's give a high five to the firefighters that are out there late, in some cases losing lives, saving your homes. So a really great job on their part.
I always wonder about evacuations and how those work. Were you guys ever asked to evacuate?
Not evacuate. We had gone just down the road and the fires were happening. We went just down the road to get dinner at a Denny's or something. Mm-hmm. We're trying to come back and they had blocked the road.
Oh, wow.
You can't come back in. And they're trying to keep the roads safe,
right,
for the fire trucks to get in and out. That was the reason of the thing. Problem is, you freaking idiot, I've got dogs
that are
at the house outside. I'm sorry, sir.
You got to go.
So we called our friends who live in our neighborhood to go get our dogs. So, no, we never got a... We were... Possible evacuation, prepare.
Oy.
Possible evacuation, prepare.
Oh, Lord.
We did that, but we never had to pack and leave.
It would have been slightly funny if the guy leaned into your window and said, "You live at Denny's now." But I'm glad that didn't happen.
My guess is I wouldn't have laughed.
No.
That's my guess. So, yeah, there were most impressive thing I've ever seen. Pardon me. Linda and I were standing in the front yard, and there were flames about a football field away. Across the street, up on a hill, behind houses. So there's a row of houses between us and that flame. And if you've ever looked right into these fires, there's a tornado inside it.
They're spinning.
A flame.
Oh, my God.
The wind, because that's the biggest problem with these fires. The wind is whipping.
Right.
Okay, dig this. They're trying to protect this line of homes between the fire and us. They have the bulldozer helicopter teams. You heard about this?
No.
This is nuts. Okay, so this whipping flame.
Uh-huh.
Here comes this bulldozer, and they're communicating. Helicopter is up above. The flame is moving. They've got to stop it before it gets to this line of homes. The bulldozer, at the right time, goes bulldozing into the flame, bulldozing up the brush. At the same time, the helicopter is dumping water on top of it.
What?
And it immediately gets rid of that. So they just keep moving. They're in tandem.
That's incredible, but who the hell would sign up for that bulldozer job? Oh, my God.
I would have to assume they're protected, but this
Whoa.
Is what this is what they do. I watched it. I
oh
watched
my
it. So,
God.
And there's, it would be really interesting to get somebody on the show who knows the tactical, what they do, because sometimes they purposely set fires.
Right. Controlled brush fires, yeah.
So, I mean, the defensive moves they make to protect neighborhoods is, I would love to hear it.
Yeah.
Because I witnessed the bulldozer helicopter. That was insane. But it is a problem that we have in California, and I hate to say it, but we always will.
Mm.
When it doesn't rain, and then you have all this dry shrub, it's going to go.
And then we get landslides.
Right.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Monday.
Well, I mean, it was, I was here this weekend, and when I had a second to look at a TV, it's all they're talking about. And it just reminded me of all the many, many years that we spent dealing with that.
Yeah.
Every year. And then you go into February. I remember one particular February. It rained the entire month. It didn't stop. Morning, day, night, it rained. And then you get the mudslides because
all
the shrubbery's gone because of the fires. And then you get people losing their homes to mud. It never rains in California. But girl, don't they want ya? Somebody emailed and said, I love when Mark sings.
The only one.
All right. We're going to get into Orange County. We had a fantastic time. It was so good. It was so fair. I love the Orange County Fair, and we couldn't have had a better time. And again, I'm going to tell my crap story. Hi, Katie.
Hey, Dad.
I took about 12 craps yesterday.
I heard you're singing.
It's yeah, great. I was. Yeah.
It's great.
It never rains in Southern California, Katie. All right, so stick around. It's Mark in the Morning.
Now, the name soon to be heard around the universe is Mr. Mike TV. You love to watch TV, Mike?
You bet.
Yeah, I do, and I'm a little nervous looking at Mark in the face instead of on a computer, but hey, Mark.
Mikey, those of you that don't know, and I don't know why this is a weird psychotic thing, but the reason Mikey does Mike TV is for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so he lives for if I enjoy it.
Like
the other day, he was dicey on it, and it was great. So he has no clue what's good or bad.
Yeah.
Good luck on Mike TV.
This one's good, but you're staring at me is scaring me. Here we go. So George Lopez was on Jimmy Kimmel. It's a two-part Mike TV.
He's so funny.
He was on Jimmy Kimmel, and, Trump has said a few things about his people, and George had a great response. Here we go.
You've been watching this convention, the Republican National Convention?
Oh, yeah, man, yeah. Of course.
You like watching that kind of stuff?
Well, you know, Trump has said some very disparaging things about my people.
He has.
You know, he called us criminals and rapists.
Yeah.
So when I see him, I'm going to rob him and
Oh, man. And I've been wanting to play this for a while, and now that you're in town, this is actually perfect. Lucas Graham's second song called Mama Said, he performed it on Jimmy Fallon last week. And I like the song, and I like the band, but it kind of sounds like two songs that we've heard before. So I think Gina will get one, and you'll probably get the other.
Interesting.
So here we go, just a little sampling.
Remember asking both my mom and dad why we never traveled to exotic lands. We only ever really visit friends. Nothing to tell when the summer ends. We never really went buying clothes. Folks were passing on the stuff in plenty loads. New shoes once a year and then out to play ball so we could ruin them. When mama said that it was okay, mama said that it was quite alright. Our kind of people had to play.
Anything from either, Gina?
A peppier version of their last song?
Well, that's one.
Mama said, there's a song. Mama said, Mama said.
Mama said, knock you out? Mama said there'd be days like this?
As brilliant as 7 years is, I don't care for this at all.
Yeah, I think this is going to end up being one of your one-hit wonder things where the first song is this great epic, and
this
then
is okay. But it's okay.
Do you hear Heart Knock Life in here from Andy?
Oh, Mikey. Say, yeah. There
right,
you go.
Right?
Yeah, that's good. Good, good, good.
Anyway, there you go. There's your Mike TV.
Sit, Boo Boo, sit. Good dog.
Stupid old cars. Let the good times roll. Let this roll.
Oh, well.
All right. So, Friday, I get up, do the show. We leave. I've got a flight at 4:40. We get on the airplane. Everything's fine. But we're not going anywhere. We're just sitting there. Finally, we look out the window. Here comes four. We're late now. We're like 20 minutes late. Here comes four carts of the luggage that has not been put on the airplane.
Timely.
And then it took about 20 minutes for 4 to 5 baggage handlers to arrive. The luggage is clearly there. We're late already. Mm. And they stood around and talked and didn't load the plane.
You should have helped them.
Shut up, Katie.
Okay.
Finally, they load. We're an hour late. 5 hour flight, five and a half. Slamming turbulence. About 2 hours of the flight.
I'm sure your wife was thrilled.
Well, she's actually gotten a lot better. It used to be, you know, complete panic.
Right.
Now she just wants to hold hands. Mm. So we're an hour and a half late when we land. We get to the room. It's 9 o'clock, midnight on our clock. Mm. We didn't sleep well. We get up. By the way, we kind of set up a house in our hotel room. And so we have to go to the grocery store. But we got to go to Orange County. So we're down in Costa Mesa and we're trying to find a grocery store. What do you people do for grocery stores? We drove 20 miles until we finally found a Ralph's.
What?
Yeah.
Costa Mesa is a booming metropolis. I'm sure they have plenty of grocery stores.
Not where I was.
Wow. I don't mean to burst your story, but as I was getting onto the freeway, there was a grocery store next to it, and I thought, there's a grocery store right there. Why didn't he?
That's a good ad. Appreciate you putting that in.
But there was a store.
There was none where I was.
I was where you were.
All right, so we go. We pick up a few things. It's 10 o'clock. As we're getting out of the car, it's 10 o'clock on Saturday. Matthew texts his mother. And he said, the fair just opened. The diehards sprinted to the chairs at the Orange County Fair. I mean, they did. They just took off. So we go in. We buy some liquor. We get some water. We get what we need. And then we head to the fair. So let's discuss the fair. You people really, I mean, it was hot.
Yeah.
And you guys sat in the direct sun. First of all, those of you that got there early, 3 hours you sat before the show itself, or two, before the show itself actually started. Highlights for you. The show, I thought, was great.
It was really fun.
I mean, we did some dumb stuff, and there was a goat involved.
Baby goat!
Yeah, the baby goat from the petting zoo came. I guess a couple of highlights. Well, first of all, when Andy and I did the ramp up competition, I did Shalimar
fun.
And then Andy did John Mellencamp.
Yep.
That's never not funny.
The best part of that, and it's always, you know, you think he's finally done. He's out of steam. The song's about to start. He takes one pause. He goes, you know, some trivia about the Mellencamp. And I started crying.
We had a fill in the blank with Matt and Frank that was great. We had Big Language played.
Andy came out on a hoverboard.
Yes.
Yeah, which I was so cheering for him to go down. I don't care if you break something. Go down, please.
You said it both behind his back and to his face, so I knew you were serious.
And we had Chick on the seats, and you know what's coming. You're just waiting for it. We had Chick on the seats. Katie goes out into the crowd. People can ask questions. Anybody on stage? Everybody's up there. Christian, Andy, me, Uncle Joe, Gina.
Yeah.
And so here comes the question. Mark, when are you and Brian going to reunite? And I'm in the process of moving the mic to my mouth to answer it. And from my left, I hear Christian say to me, I got this one for you, Chief. Christian went to the front of the stage and for about 60 seconds gave the most hysterical answer.
Yeah.
There was nothing else that needed to be said.
Nope.
It was brilliant.
He took care of it. My favorite part, not that we're not all fantastic and I don't love this pat on the back session, Jaylene and Sprint were beyond my favorite part.
I told you that it was great.
Oh, my God.
So much better than you could think.
All right, so stop.
Okay.
Because Gina is correct. Jaylene is my daughter Amy's and Katie's sister, her boyfriend's mother. And she trains champion dogs, Frisbees, Frisbee Show. At one point in the show, Sprint, that's the dog, he was chasing the Frisbee. He went off the stage, fell off of it.
This stage was maybe 7 feet high. It was a high stage.
Caught the Frisbee.
Yeah.
Leapt back up onto the stage.
Yeah.
Like it was no big deal.
It was amazing.
What date have they been telling everybody to save?
December 10th.
That is correct. Because we're at dinner last night. Stupid old Danny drinking mimosas. Or what does he drink?
Mojitos.
Mojito. Good God. And he's loopy. Okay, I'll save this. I gotta take a break because I learned something at dinner last night that is going to make December the 10th the best.
Oh.
Yeah, this is an ad. You take what you saw this past weekend, double it.
What?
So it's all going to happen on December 10th. I'll fill in the blank on that one in about 8 minutes. This is Mark in the Morning. Well, you had a nice weekend. You wake up on Monday morning. You want to know what's happening out there in the world. Gina's been watching it, and here she is.
Ooh, that was sexy. The DNC begins tonight with speakers Michelle Obama, Bernie Sanders, and Elizabeth Warren kicking things off.
Already bigger than the Republican.
Yeah, well, and they're going to have pop stars and Katy Perry. Have fun with that.
Hey, but ain't none of it Scott Baio.
Bill Maher, who was it that had a line? God, I should have thought about this before I said it. But it was something like, you know, while Hillary tells us about joblessness, Trump goes the extra mile and actually shows us Scott Baio. It was something like that. It was pretty funny.
Which, by the way, I was thinking about this the other day. The Republican National Convention was so lack of names.
Yeah.
Why didn't they let Sarah Palin speak?
Well, because she was too far away, according to Donald.
What's that mean?
That he literally said she's literally too far away. She's in Alaska. How's she ever going to get to Ohio? He did not want her there.
Okay. All right.
Super, super crazy. The sand fire near Santa Clarita is now at 33,000 acres with evacuations affecting nearly 10,000 homes. Please be safe up there. And here's what's trending in sports. The Dodgers beat the Cardinals in St. Louis yesterday, 9-6. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. 5 seconds for $25 coming up at 7. But first, The Clash. This is Mark in the Morning.
So, to continue our conversation, bring you up to date, we were talking about our live event at the Orange County Fair this past weekend. And one of the events that everybody loved, and I kept telling you, my daughter Amy's boyfriend Bradley, his mother is a trainer of national Frisbee champion dogs. Sprint, which is her A dog. She's got several.
Oh,
but Sprint's
so cute.
Sprint's the king. It was a crowd pleaser, Sprint was. Because at one point we had a small space where they could work. They were on a stage, and normally they've got a full 50 yards they can do their act with. At one point, Sprint went off the stage, caught the Frisbee, and then jumped 7 feet back up into the stage.
It was insane.
Okay.
And Jaylene wasn't even worried. She said, the dog might come over the stage. You have two choices, catch the Frisbee or catch the dog. Please, somebody catch the dog.
So I've been telling you to save the date, December 10th. I told Jaylene at the end of the performance, I will never do another live event without you there. So last night we're at dinner, and it's all of us. When the Thompson clan comes,
whole fam damnly.
Mm-hmm. So we're sitting there, and we're restaurant Mexican, so good.
Oh, the one in Beverly Hills.
Yes,
Frida.
Frida. Yeah, so good. The service could be a little quicker. So we're sitting there, and Bradley is there, and we're talking about Sprint. We're talking about his mother, Jaylene. Yeah. Bradley'd had him a couple, and then he goes. And I told him I'm going to have Jaylene and Sprint on the Christmas show. But I need them to do it a little longer, more of a show. And he goes, well, I can do it.
What?
That was me. I go, what are you talking about? He said, At 14, I was the youngest national champion Frisbee trainer.
Are you serious?
That's what he said. So he and his mother would compete. They don't do it at the same time. She does a little bit, then he comes out and he does a little bit. I can't wait. This idiot, this Bradley, this idiot, was the youngest national Frisbee dog champion in the country.
And did he pull one of these? Bradley, why didn't you ever tell me? I don't know. You never asked.
That was basically the look I got.
I bet it was.
What am I doing with time, Mikey?
Got a minute.
Okay. So so we'll get that done December 10th. He's already said he'd do it. Jaylene's in. She'd go anywhere. She loves doing what she does.
Oh, and she's good at it.
They really are. She and Sprint put on a fantastic show. So anyway, the Orange County Fair was great. After the event, we walked around. Oh, okay, so what I ate. So it started, I had a normal breakfast. We get to the fair, realizing it's going to be four before I can eat something. Katie went and brought back the healthiest thing she could find, which was chicken fingers and french fries.
Oh, wait, and that was for you?
No, that was for kind of all of us.
I was going to say, I ate the hell out of
that. No. That was let's get something
gotcha,
in. Because
thank you. Yeah.
Okay, so I did that. In fact, there were seconds. I had my share.
Gotcha.
So then we get into the fair. I had a brisket sandwich.
Ooh.
It was really good. There is a barbecue spot that's like a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a... Okay. And I had brisket and more french fries. And then I had corn on the cob.
Mm.
By the way, when you go to the Orange County Fair, don't stop at any place that's cooking corn on the cob. Stop at the place that cooks the corn in the husk.
Oh.
Because after they do it, he's going to ask you, do you want me to dip it in this butter? For me, there's a whole table of stuff. I went over and I put lemon juice on it.
Yes.
I sprinkle lemon pepper,
yes,
then salt, then pepper. Killed it.
Oh.
And I took, and I'm not kidding, 9 craps yesterday. What have I always said? We made the mistake of going to Nordstrom at the Grove during anniversary sale. After lunch, I had to go to the bathroom really, really bad for crap number 5 at that point. I stood in line behind 9 guys. What have I always said? Men are like dogs. As soon as we eat, we have to crap.
Wow.
And we all stood in line about to doo-doo in our pants. But I just waited my turn. I'm doing it.
Not fast enough.
It's a great way to start a segment.
So Gina was talking to me. We were at Orange County Fair. And I want to talk more about the fair. We're at the Orange County Fair, and a buddy had texted me. He lives quite well. They walked to the fair.
Oh, wow.
And she was asking me who he was. His name is John.
Very nice guy.
Oh, super. He's the best. And his whole family. I mean, I would come down here if I had an appearance, and his whole family would come, and we would drink and hang out. And it was just a great time. And so John had texted, I'm going to come over. And I'm sitting back watching Matt play with Big Language, and I see him. So I go out and get him. And Gina asked me who he was. Back in the Mark and Brian days, we did it 2 years in a row, which oddly, it didn't spike the numbers at all. Yet everybody was talking about it. We would take 2 perfect strangers. And I forget what the process was as to how we found them. I think it was kind of like The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, where there would be 1 woman and 3 guys, or 3 women and 1 guy. I forget. But John married a complete stranger.
What?
Yeah. But this was a 3-month every day there was a new development that everybody, water cooler, they really were. Everybody's talking about it. And so we went to Jamaica with them on their honeymoon, and it was over by the end of the first day. I mean,
you basically narrowed a bunch of people down to marry this dude.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was a nightmare. It was The Bachelor or The which I've never seen, but it was a big dramatic turn every single day.
Oh my God. And you hated every minute of it?
No, it was kind of fun to be in the middle of it. Because, I mean, we'd be sitting on the air, and the potential bride, we would get a guy who would call us and go, I don't know why she's marrying this guy. I banged her this past weekend. It'd be crap like that. It really would. So,
well, he was a good-looking guy. Seemed normal.
Oh, he's as nice as they come.
Well.
And so John popped by, and we hung out a little bit and said, hey. How was the rest of your weekend? Did you have to do Corolla yesterday?
No, because we had a live show Friday night in Thousand Oaks right before the morning that I had to leave for OC Fair. So actually, I got to take the day off. But you know who had a really good time at the fair besides Tim and his son, who had a wonderful time? Stephanie just wanted to thank you because that was her first time in front of a live crowd. She was a little shy, but I think that she had a really good time. So thank you from Stephanie.
Stephanie brought props.
Yeah, she had costumes.
Yeah, we had a really good time at the Orange County Fair. And then did you stay and walk the fair at all?
Oh, yeah, we were there till 5:30.
Okay. So it really is pound for pound. It is the best. You know, as I'm walking, it is the most, it's an explosion of color.
Yes.
It is just so colorful.
Yes.
And so much to do. Linda and I left. We ate. We were going to go to the petting zoo, but we kind of couldn't find it and kind of didn't want to wait around. So we just left and sat in 2 hours of traffic to get back to the hotel. That was always good.
We even went to the livestock auction. It was crazy.
Oh, where they're selling the animals.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there's a special buyer section. Tim, my boyfriend, went on every ride. Doesn't matter how scary, how upside down. We had a blast.
Yeah. Well, it is pound for pound. It is the finest fair I've ever seen because it is not only the biggest, but they have, back in the day, the fair, they didn't really have rides. Mm. I'm talking about
old timey.
Yeah. But they did have the livestock auctions and they would, you know, bob for apples or what. That's what the fair was.
Right.
And this has remained old school and that you still get all of that stuff.
Yep.
But one thing. So after we finished the show, I went over with Gina and Linda and everybody. We went over to the sound tent and we met and shook hands and heard stories and autographs and all that kind of stuff. And Jackie's job was to kind of stay there and move people along.
Right.
Ernesto, who is her boyfriend, right?
No, he's not my boyfriend.
Oh,
Ernesto?
He's not.
No, my boyfriend doesn't work for the sound.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
You're the second person that said that. Andy Chandler's wife, too, was like, this is your man, right?
Oh,
and I was
Jackie.
Like, no.
Well, see, here's why I thought that. Because Ernesto, I guess he's a street teamer.
Uh-huh.
He was taking everybody's cell phone, and he was taking the picture.
Right.
And I guess because Jackie's job was kind of to keep it moving. The line just went.
She did a great job, by the way. She was cracking that whip.
She did okay. At one point, I had to go, Jackie. But Jackie's job is to keep it moving. So Ernesto, poor guy, he's being given all different kinds of phones. And at one point, I guess Ernesto lacked. He got diverted with his attention because I heard Jackie. Ernesto! Oh, wow.
Come on.
That's awesome.
Well, I did something yesterday that I don't recommend anyone to do.
Uh-huh.
I went to, with Linda, to Nordstrom at the Grove on the anniversary sale.
Why?
She needed something.
So why'd you have to go? You're nice.
Well, one of the things that was needed was me.
Oh, okay.
I needed something from... Now, it was a zoo.
Yeah.
It was a complete madhouse zoo. However, if you want to eat killer food, go upstairs in Nordstrom at the Grove and eat at their restaurant.
It's really good.
The food is phenomenal.
Yep. This is the first I'm hearing of this.
Had some chicken lettuce wraps. It's very good.
Sat on the balcony outside overlooking
the Grove.
Yeah.
Is it as good as Snacks Fifth Avenue?
Don't even know what you're saying.
Oh, okay.
That is so funny, though. That's my gosh.
Now.
I didn't know that. That's cool.
You know, with me, in the summer, all I wear are flip-flops.
Mm.
And the problem is that in the heat and in the humidity, my flip-flops tend to make my feet stink.
Mm.
So I have to wash my feet. I went into Nordstrom yesterday with Linda, and we found, check it, UGG flip-flops.
Wow. Those are really fancy, Mark.
Take a guess how much I paid for flip-flops, and then I'll defend it.
Were they on sale?
No.
Oh, Lord. Well, it's got to be 3 digits, so I'm going to say 140.
110.
Wow.
Wait.
Wow.
I know you're
wow.
going, wait.
Wow.
Dude, you paid 110 for flip-flops? I defend. You go out there and you pay your $15 for crap, and how many times have we paid $15 for crap flip-flops, and you're walking, and then you walk out of them because they broke.
Right, yeah.
These Uggs ain't gonna be breaking. They'll go and go and go and go. It's just like when I was a kid. I would beg my father, who was the cheapest son of a bitch that walked the frickin' earth. And he would never throw any food out of the refrigerator. On Sunday nights, he would pull all the food out and he would create a concoction and try to get us to eat it. Because he would cook it. And then I would say 6 times out of 10, he would get food poisoning. But that was okay.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was okay. Wow. So, cheapest son of a bitch ever. So I would say, hey, Luther, I would like to have some Converse tennis shoes. At that point, they were $12. They're still around.
Chuck Taylor.
Same thing. Exact same thing. But no, because for $12, he could take me to Kmart where we would buy 3 pairs of cheap.
He's no dummy.
Yes, he is. Because those tennis shoes fell apart in a week. When if you'd bought me those Converse that I asked you for last week, we wouldn't have this problem.
Yeah.
So, I'm just saying, if you want an issue, don't go to Nordstrom during anniversary sale. It is a zoo out there. Oh, here we go. In mere moments, it's the contest that everybody's talking about around the water cooler. It's 5 seconds for how much is it, Gene?
$25.
Oh, that's me. But first, let's try to give away $1,000. It is the classic rock campaign bribe, because bribing people is how you get things done in America.
You have 15 minutes to text GLARE to this number, 72881. Messaging and data rates apply. Don't text and drive. All our Mark in the Morning listeners 18 years of age and older in all 50 states are eligible. We'll have more bribes for our LA listeners at 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m. Once again, the super secret code word is GLARE, and the number to text to be in the drawing for $1,000 is 72881.
Be proud, accept our bribe, and vote for classic rock at work. This is America, damn it.
5 seconds for $25.
Jackie.
What?
Do we have somebody for 5 seconds?
You can use Jonah. He's 12, but his dad is there.
All right. Well, can Jonah play at 12?
He can play for his dad.
Yeah, he can play for his dad.
Jonah, how you doing?
Hi.
You were at the fair over the weekend.
Yes, I was at the fair.
Mm-hmm. And did we meet?
Yes, we did. I did talk to you.
Uh-huh. How impressed were you standing before the radio god?
Kinda.
Yeah, I'm with Jonah.
What did we talk about, Jonah?
We talked about the thing that my dad is doing, which is a golf tournament at Braemar Country Club in Tarzana.
I remember that. And when is the golf tournament?
It is on October 10th.
Good plug.
Now, you have a certain kind of diabetes, is that correct?
Yes, I have type 1 diabetes.
And that's what the golf tournament is about?
Yes.
So is there a website where people can go to get more information?
Yes, jdrfla.org. And then you look at the events in Los Angeles under golf. Then if you go there, there will be a link to sign up. And, yeah, that's how to
Perfect.
Sign up for this.
Okay, so your dad is bringing awareness. So your particular type of diabetes, what kind of difficulties does that bring for you?
Well, I don't get to eat the things that I have that usually people have so much, like macaroni and cheese. I don't have that a lot.
Oh, wow. That's a bummer.
I have to do blood tests every about 2 hours, breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Jonah, is that scary or are you pretty used to it now?
I'm used to it now after 6 years.
Oh, wow.
Well, Jonah, you're a sharp kid. When I was 12, all I could do was pick my butt. You are, you know, bringing awareness to a certain type of diabetes. You're impressive. You'll do very well, my friend.
Thank you.
Okay. You have a girlfriend?
Nope.
Repeat after me. Women will ruin my life.
Women will ruin my life.
Very sharp, Jonah. Very sharp.
Why did I ever say that?
All right, Jonah, I've got a game here. Have you heard 5 seconds for $25?
Yep, I went to a water cooler and I heard people talking about it.
I love this kid!
All right, Jonah, I've got a question. Let me see how hard it is. Hang on just a second.
25 bones, that's nothing to sneeze at. This is a nice little prize.
All right, you're a sharp kid. Now, you know that we've just gone through, what is it, Daddy?
It's kind of tough for him now.
No, he's got this.
He's smart. He's playing for his dad.
Do you have Josh in there? Do you have Josh in there?
Screaming. That was fun, by the way, doing live. Josh screaming at everybody live.
Oh, God. We did 5 seconds for $5, and Josh was on stage screaming at the person. That's how good the show was. So now, Jonah, are you aware that last week we had the Republican convention, this week it's the Democratic convention?
Yep.
So do you follow politics?
Nope.
You may have this in there because you're a smart kid. I can tell because you immediately copied, "Women will ruin my life." That's a smart, smart person. So, Jonah, I'm going to ask the question. You're going to have how many seconds to answer it, Jonah?
Five.
You see how smart you are?
He's very smart.
You're as sharp as a tack, my friend. Okay, I'm going to ask you the question. You'll have 5 seconds. If you get it, that's $25. And in your stupid 12-year-old world, that's quite a bit of money.
That's all going to Dad, though, right?
Mm.
Yeah.
And just so you know, my 12-year-old world isn't stupid, Mark.
Yeah. New co-host. I bow out. This kid's amazing.
He really is sharp as a tack. I can tell at the fair.
Yeah.
Even though I wanted to get away from him because he was creeping me out. All right, Jonah, you ready for your question?
Yes.
I've wasted 7 minutes with you. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. What is the minimum number of electoral votes needed to be elected president of the United States?
Five,
four, Mark, you don't even know that.
I actually do.
Take a guess.
100?
It would be... Gina?
I don't know.
I know.
Mikey?
270.
It is 270. You need 270 electoral votes. Now, Jonah. When I talk to you again,
yes,
and I ask you that question, you better know the answer, or I'll come to your house and slap your pets around.
Well, you don't know where my house is.
Oh, really? You don't know where my house is.
The only thing is, it would be awesome if you could come over to our house.
Well, wow, and he still likes you, Mark.
Joni, that's just not going to happen. I don't mingle with listeners.
Jonah, are you going to take this from him?
Yes, he is. Jonah, I can't talk to you any longer. Call me again some other day. I don't want to talk anymore, okay?
Our family are big fans.
Still fans.
Family's big fans.
We love you, Jonah.
Gina said that.
Mark loves you, too.
Okay, wait. I can't do reasons. While I'm chewing.
Yeah, we're sorry. Did we distract you by wanting to do a radio show while you're having a burrito?
No. What distracted me was the last 5 minutes where Mikey freaked out,
yeah,
where he didn't think that the entire show had been recorded, that we weren't recording.
It wasn't.
Don't talk. Five minutes. He's going. And then once it was discovered that it's okay, it was being recorded, I looked at Gene and I said, the only reason that was a scary issue for him was the fear that Mike TV had not been recorded.
Of course.
And the whole time he's talking out loud to himself, and then he congratulates himself at the end.
Uh-huh. And then Mike or Terry, our engineer, comes in and he goes, oh, it's recording. It's everywhere.
It just wasn't populating into the folder, but still.
This is nerd talk.
Think about all the people listening to the podcast that almost didn't get the podcast today. You're welcome.
Please move on, Mark.
He also found that it was recording in one spot, and he goes, that's a good job. Thank you. And that was all him.
Yeah, to himself.
He was congratulating himself and thanking himself at the same time. He doesn't need us. All right.
I don't.
Six reasons today doesn't suck.
One.
Happy birthday. Original Nazareth guitarist Manny Charlton, who plays on Love Hurts, is 75 today. Here, the singer of Love Hurts talks about how some people think Love Hurts was a Nazareth original.
We were the 43rd recorded version of that. There was 42 versions of that done by, well, you had Roy Orbison, you had the Everly Brothers, obviously. Dozens of people done it. Graham Parsons and Emmylou Harris did it on the Grievous Angel album. That's the one that we liked, actually. That's the one we used to sing all the time. That's why we covered it. So it was probably one of the most recorded songs that was going around. And when we did it to use as a B-side.
And if Scrooge McDuck says it, you know it's true.
I was going to say, that's like a character, an animated
cartoon. That was
cartoon.
Awesome. Cry yourself to sleep on that huge pillow.
All right. I'll give you the original. The original is, well, I'll let you guess. I'm going to play some of it, and you tell me who it is.
Okay.
Which, by the way, you should be able to get this.
Well, he mentioned who I think it is. Everly Brothers.
It is. Everly Brothers. I got to tell you, I did a Cool Stories in Music on the Everly Brothers. The harmonies of those two guys, as screwed up as they were. I mean, they full on, where was it? Not, I guess it was Knott's Berry Farm. That was where they broke up.
What?
They had a full-on verbal altercation and then a fight on stage until Don left.
Wow.
And that was it.
Is this all in Cool Stories of Music?
Oh, yeah.
Will you send me that so I can listen to it in late December?
All right, let's continue, shall we?
Two.
Happy birthday. Matt LeBlanc is 49 today. Quiz.
Mm.
Prior to Friends, Matt LeBlanc co-starred in Top of the Heap.
Yes, I thought that was the quiz.
A spinoff of what sitcom?
Married with Children.
That is correct. Gina Grad, ding, ding, ding.
I watched really? It.
Was it good?
It was great. He was dating Kelly Bundy,
God,
and then
right.
they did a spinoff. And my brother and I loved it. It was like three episodes.
Matt LeBlanc starred in what poorly received remake of a TV classic?
Oh, I don't know.
Was it Bewitched, Beverly Hillbillies, Lost in Space?
Bewitched?
Lost in Space.
What? I had no idea.
And then lastly, Matt LeBlanc appeared in the video for what Tom Petty hit? Mary Jane's Last Dance, Free Fallin', Into the Great Wide Open.
Oh my
Great
God,
Wide Open.
He was Eddie, wasn't he? Sorry, Great Wide Open.
It is, Great Wide
wow,
Open.
Wow, that's right. Yeah. Holy crap.
Look at Mikey.
Three.
Why isn't it playing? Sorry, I'm not in my home studio. I'm struggling.
And you're not giving me hand signals.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was on this day in 2008, Jerry Lewis is detained at the Las Vegas airport when a gun is found in his carry-on baggage. Well done, Jerry. Appreciate your time.
Four.
Who's that? What you want?
Police. We've had some complaints about con men pretending to be blind and crippled.
Oh, I'd love to help you, man, but I ain't seen nothing since I stepped on that landmine in Viet Cong back in 72. It was rough. Very painful.
You were in Nam? So were we. Where?
I was in Sang Bang, Dangang. I was all over that place, basically. A lot of places.
What unit were you in?
I was with the Green Beret, Special Unit Battalion's Commando Airborne Tactics, Specialist Tactics Unit Battalion. Yeah, it was real hush-hush. I was Agent Orange. That was my name, Agent Orange. Special Agent Orange. That was me.
Airborne, huh?
That was back when Eddie was funny.
Yeah.
It was on this day in 2007. Eddie Murphy proposes to Tracy Edmonds, the ex-wife of Kenneth Babyface Edmonds, with an 8-carat yellow diamond ring. They married 5 months later and separated after 2 weeks.
Mm. A short-lived romance.
No. It was meant to be.
Oh. Five.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Could cry all the time.
It was on this day in 1984. Willie Mae Big Mama Thornton, the original writer and singer of Hound Dog, dies at 57 years of age.
Mark.
Yep.
Did she get any money from that? From Elvis's hit?
I can't answer the question because I don't know, but my guess is probably not.
Oh, man.
What was it? One of the co-creators of Apple sold his rights for $800, and it today would be worth multi-hundreds of thousands of billions of
dollars. Oy vey.
$800. Oy vey, is that a Jewish thing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Six.
And it was on this day back in 1980. One of the biggest albums in the history of music, Back in Black, was the first album with new singer Brian Johnson. We'll slice off some business. Coming up, we're going to be speaking with Carrot Top. Now, here's what I'm wondering. We're going to talk with a prop comic on the phone.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Is it?
You're going to love it.
Really?
Little faith, Mark.
Now, you know this for a fact? Has he been in Corolla?
No, but we're putting on a morning show. Let's try and keep the energy up.
Every day, every break, it's Mikey. All right, here we go. Mics are hot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We know the mics are hot. You could just go, here we go. Mm-hmm. That's all you need. But for some reason, mics are hot. Mm-hmm. It's like it really turns him on to say that.
Well, he feels like he's talking about himself. Mikey's hot. And mics are hot.
It's not for you, Mark. You're the radio guy. It's for everybody else who's talking to you.
It's for me. Here we go. Mics are hot.
Yeah.
All right, Gina. All right,
next time I'll say Mark is hot. Is that okay?
That's good, yeah.
Here we go, Gina, you amateur.
Oh, thank you.
What's trending?
Well, Hillary Clinton has picked Virginia Senator Tim Kaine as her running mate. He seems like a good guy, a very, very middle of the road on a lot of issues. Comedian John Oliver referred to him as, quote, as boring as a white gym sock pulled all the way up. Stand-up comic Cat Williams was in police custody Sunday after an alleged physical altercation with a woman at Sportsman's Lodge in Studio City.
That boy.
Yeah, man, from the Cat Files. An unidentified woman placed Williams under citizen's arrest, and officers transported him to jail where he was being booked. And here's what's trending in sports. The Astros crushed the Angels. 13-3.
Wait, hold up. I thought you were back.
No, we're not.
No, it was a false alarm.
Very false alarm.
I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. We're talking to comedian Carrot Top about everybody's favorite movie franchise. Stick around to find out what it is. But first, Eric Clapton. This is Mark in the Morning.
I'm playing along with it.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
We hear it.
I'm a drummer inside.
Yeah.
It's my soul. All right. So we're going to take you into the world of, we're going to take you behind the curtain.
Yeah.
Here on Mark in the Morning. So Carrot Top. Now, this is supposed to be an interview we're going to have with Carrot Top. He's in Sharknado and so forth, so on. There is several services that provide celebrity interviews to you. And you know, they contact you. Hey, would you like to talk to Carrot Top? You either say yes or no.
Hell yes, we do.
All right. So the service, what they do is they have the celebrity call in from their cell phone wherever they are into Interview Central.
Like a headquarters.
Yeah. And headquarters then contacts us. The problem is, by the time we get to it, there's a five-second delay. I ask a question, 5 seconds later it gets answered. And it's just, it's crap. And we got Carrot Top on the phone. There was a big, long delay. Danny canceled it. So now, Danny will be Carrot Top. Good morning, Carrot Top.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good. For a vegetable, not bad.
So, you're in Sharknado 4?
Sharknado the Fourth Awakens, airing Sunday, July 31st at 8 p.m. on Sci-Fi. I play an Uber driver. I spit on my paper.
So, Carrot Top, what's with all the makeup?
I'm getting old and ugly.
And why do you work out so much?
Because I'm getting old and ugly.
And what about the plastic surgery? What's that about?
Old and ugly.
So you're going to be at the Luxor?
Luxor. I got a residency at the Luxor Las Vegas. That's going Wednesdays through Mondays, 8 p.m. Come see me.
Aren't you aware that prop comedy went out in the 60s?
Hey, man. I two-thirds of that audience is filled and, you know, enjoying what I got to do.
Carrot Top, in your defense. Oh, here comes some props.
Look at my maraca. All right, let's move on.
I always liked your Pete Rose commemorative hat with the bars in front of it. That was always very funny.
Yeah, I don't even know what he does, man. He's kind of freaky looking right now. But
he's a good guy. Go see him in Vegas.
We love you, Mr. Top.
Yeah, I got some interesting facts here. Did you know that I appeared on Jay Leno's final show in February?
Oh, wow, did you?
2014, oh, wow. Yeah. That's pretty big for a
Carrot.
A garbage.
Get out. Right. Jerry! Hey, Jerry!
Oh, man. Now he's yelling for our engineer. What is happening? Mark,
I don't know.
Mark left. He's still attached.
We're still behind the fourth wall.
We're still behind the fourth wall, yeah.
Yeah, we are.
Mark's still attached to the table, but he's out in the hallway.
Danny, go find Terry Hardy.
Terry!
Well, I did that. Come on.
All
right. Now, let's talk a little bit of football.
Yep.
If you bought season tickets to the Rams, you're probably going to get your tickets because I got my Panther tickets Friday.
Ooh.
Season tickets arrived. Now, the Rams, you went out to Oxnard, right? So they're practicing in Oxnard.
Yeah, now they're in Irvine, but back last month they were in Oxnard, yeah.
What I like, this is the time Mikey's been showing me headlines about how the Raiders are going to go to the Super Bowl and all this crap.
That's not what it said.
This, I saw what it said.
It said soon.
I understand. Okay. So, what I like, the Panthers, who of course last year lost the Super Bowl, the team, the majority of the team, the cream of the Panthers, was in Charlotte the last 2 weeks doing player-organized practices.
Wait, what does that mean?
It means, well, see,
unsupervised?
The NFL, right. They can't. The NFL teams are sanctioned for certain amounts of time where they can practice. So the players got together and said, we can practice on our own.
Ooh.
I really think that losing that Super Bowl to that team last year, 15-1, the playoffs were a joke. And we lost I think it affected them. It affected me. And so I think that they really are bound and determined to get up and make a statement.
Wow.
So, look, I've been telling you people about, you Rams fans, about Todd Gurley. Go out to Irvine and watch this kid. Last year was his rookie season, and he tore it up.
And if you can't do that, or if you're not a huge football fan like me, but you love a great TV show, aren't the Rams being featured on Hard Knocks?
Yep.
Oh, God, I'm so excited. And that's going to get everyone so pumped.
And when I was there, they were filming, so it's, yeah.
That show is fantastic.
And Gina.
Yeah.
The quarterback that they drafted in the first round, first pick. Mm-hmm. He's pretty. Jared Goff. He's not hard to look at.
Yeah, no, I'd climb that like a tree, like you said. Yeah.
Look, Bullwinkle, a message in a bottle.
Fan mail from some flounder?
No, this is what I really call a message.
The subject line. I typed you a lot of letters and didn't get any reply message.
Uh-oh.
Greetings, I'm Adeline. I like billiards and traveling. Now I am lonesome and trying to find a quick bang. Let's meet and hump any evening. Get in touch with me on my page or message me at 1.7245.580.362. So I don't know about you guys, but I got Adeline wanting to bang me.
At least you have a type.
All right. Danny wanted me to share this. Last night we went to Frida, the Mexican restaurant in Beverly Hills. And as we parked in the public parking and we're walking, we passed by Ruth's Chris, the restaurant.
Oh,
Ruth's
yeah,
Chris.
Sure.
So, and I told this story and Danny just cracked up. When I was with Mark and Brian, I was doing live spots for Ruth's Chris restaurant. And so the sales girl was after me. You need to go down there and eat. Take your whole family. They're going to take your whole family, go down and eat. And I don't have a block on it, but we lived in Santa Clarita. That's 40 miles.
Yeah. Long way for dinner.
It's crazy. But, I mean, she was hounding me. Okay. I love Ruth's Chris. The food is great. So we'll just take a hit. We'll go down. So we go. And I got everybody. All the kids, boyfriends and girlfriends, we head down there. And we're eating, and it was great as always. One of the finer steaks you'll have. And then the bill came, and I opened it up, and they had comped our salads.
That's it.
Wait a second.
Under pressure to go down there and drive all the way down there to get our salads comped.
What did you do?
I paid for $1,000 dinner.
Oh, my God.
And then drove 40 miles back home. After being comped a salad.
Did you tell the sales girl that?
Oh, yeah.
What'd she say?
Nothing.
You didn't bring the receipt in to expense it or anything? Or
at that point, what are you going to do?
That's fantastic.
Good God. I mean, nobody was more surprised than I was.
Oh, God.
And Linda said, say something. And I'm like, what am I going to say?
Yeah, what's the defense?
This was a typical situation of the sales girl who had been getting pressure. So she was putting the pressure on me. Mm. She specifically said, they're going to feed you. They'll comp the meal. So get on down there. Yeah. I did. And I had words.
you got a couple of free cherry tomatoes.
Yeah, at that point, she didn't care because she got what she wanted.
Right.
She got me down there.
They were off her back now.
Yes.
Yeah, she owes you $1,000.
I agree. Why won't my mouse work? All right, let's just do this. Okay. Ken Griffey Jr. and Mike Piazza have joined the ranks of baseball's Hall of Fame. Piazza said he never dreamed he would be inducted.
The only way I ever thought I would be here with you is if I bought a ticket.
Oh.
It's a tremendous, it is a testament to our great country and game that dreams can come true.
Now, oddly, by the way, that was very moving. He was
very well spoken.
They referred to him as the New York Mets player,
yep.
Which I know he played for the Mets, but To me, his heyday was the Dodgers.
A lot of pissed off LA guys.
Well,
right now.
The Dodgers traded him away, and that hurt him, and so he hated the Dodgers like that. This was basically the last FU to them.
And they basically traded him away with no pomp and circumstance, right? Just got rid of him in the middle of
Look, I was in Dodger Stadium, sitting behind Dodger's dugout, really good seats. Piazza, I don't know what he did to anger this city, but he's standing on the batter's box, which the next up box. The people were yelling some of the most vile things at him.
Really?
I'm telling you, it was really, really hurtingly vile, involving his mother.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Yeah.
Why?
I don't remember. Something happened that angered the fans of the Dodgers, and I don't remember what it was. But the Dodgers had to get rid of him. The fan base grew to hate him.
What?
And I don't know why. He's probably one of the great hitting catchers of all time.
Wow. I heard this 3 hours ago on the radio, so I could be completely wrong. This is like Mad Libs. Anybody tell me if this sounds right. I thought I heard someone on the radio say today that the only reason the Dodgers ever took Piazza was because Lasorda wanted him because it was an Italian connection.
I think they were related somehow. But yeah, he was the 1,040th pick that year.
Yeah, like they weren't into him at all.
Look, Piazza had a great arm. He protected the plate, but as a hitter, he would be up there with Johnny Bench, I would think. A really, really strong hitter. Power hitter, base hitter, depending on what you needed.
I would say him, Johnny Bench, and Yogi Berra are probably the top three hitting, and Roy Campanella too, top four right there hitting catchers of all time.
And he's hot.
Oh, yeah. Dude, who was the first baseman of the Dodgers?
Garvey? Eric Karros.
Okay. Eric Karros and Mike Piazza during the Mark and Brian days, they were buddies, and they were our buddies, and they would come in and hang out. Well, we had a charity softball, celebrity softball. Mike Piazza and Eric Karros came, and at one point, you know, softball players, they'll wear gym shorts, but they wear a tight thing under that.
Right, yeah.
At one point, at my urging, they took their gym shorts off and just had the tight thing. Oh, the ladies enjoyed.
Mark, I don't throw the word hero around often, but you, sir, deserve accolades.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Let's talk DNC. The Democratic National Committee chairperson, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, said Sunday that she will resign this week in the wake of the release of the embarrassing emails exchanged between Democratic Party officials. Several cybersecurity experts, as well as the Clinton campaign, said that the leak was done by the Russian government in a move that hoped it would help Donald Trump in his bid for the presidency. Donald Trump Jr.'s denies that claim.
It just goes to show you their exact moral compass. I mean, they'll say anything to be able to win this. I mean, this is time and time again, lie after lie.
Anybody?
This is me completely talking out of my behind. But from what I understand in some of these emails, they're sort of plotting against Bernie Sanders and, you know, saying, you know, hey, you know, there's a lot of religious people out there. Let's really highlight the Jewish thing and the atheist thing. Oh, the Christians will hate that. And I thought that's pretty much what a lot of these emails were about. And as the head of the DNC, you're not really allowed to do that, right?
I guess.
Yeah. You know, you're not allowed to help tilt the scales between one Democrat or another.
Why are the Russians involved? Why do the Russians care about Donald Trump?
Because he and Putin are BFF.
Oh.
He's a big fan, isn't he?
Who's speaking tonight?
Michelle Obama, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, and Katy Perry's probably singing or something.
That's all fine, but there are no Scott Baios in there.
I'm sorry, would you like to grab Scott Baio and have him speak again?
I would. It was that would make my life just so great.
It was pretty great.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat.
So Todd apparently is going to take me to task on something. Good morning, Todd.
Mark, dearest, innocent, sweet little Mark. You know, I just heard your conversation, okay? You're talking about Piazza and company about 10 minutes ago. First off, when you guys have a conversation like that, You just say, look, let's bring Todd in, okay? Because here's the deal, okay? A, Mark, I'll keep you from saying something stupid, okay? B, I will keep your broadcast integrity intact. And C, I will keep you from saying something stupid.
Uh-oh.
Okay?
So, yep. Twice.
Here's the deal. Piazza played 8 years for the Mets, 7 years for the Dodgers. He hit more home runs as a Met than he did a Dodger.
Wow.
He played more games as a Met than he did a Dodger. In the World Series with the Mets, not with the Dodgers. So there was a little bit of a thing there. Now, you said that the Dodger fans grew to hate him. No, Mark. The Dodger fans loved Mike Piazza. He was traded when News Corp bought the Dodgers from the O'Malley family, and then they pulled off that big trade where they sent Piazza to the Marlins for Gary Sheffield and Bobby Bonilla. I forget who the other players were, but they did virtually not much. Let's put it that way.
That Marlins moment was weird.
And then he was with the Marlins for all of 5 games and then moved to the Mets. So that was a pre-done deal that they had going.
Right.
But bottom line is the Dodger fans loved him. I don't know who was yelling at Mike Piazza the game you went to. It was probably a team, a fans from the other team. But the Dodger fans loved him. He wanted to stay there. Yes, he was the lowest drafted player ever to make it to the Hall of Fame. He was drafted as a favor. His dad, Vince Piazza, was good friends with Tommy Lasorda. And Lasorda says, I'll take your kid as a favor to you, Vince.
Now,
and he takes him in the 62nd round of the 87 draft.
Now, you made a comment off air that Mike Piazza was the greatest hitting catcher.
There's no question about it.
Over Johnny Bench.
Over Johnny Bench. Higher career batting average, more career home runs as a catcher, higher slugging percentage. Bench was better than Piazza at throwing runners out. He was a better defensive catcher. But here's the deal. Mike Piazza never got the respect due to him being a good defensive catcher because he was the greatest offensive catcher. And I might add, Mikey's, you know, throwing in there Campanella and Yogi and Bench. Yeah, those are the guys. Bill Dickey's another great, great catcher in there as well, too. But Piazza is the best number one offensive hitting catcher in baseball history. There is no discussion about it.
Okay. So,
and he's only the second. Here's the deal. And the reason he has the Mets, he's got on his Hall of Fame plaque, it's the Mets logo, because he played more games with the Mets. And he's only the second Mets to get into the Hall of Fame, second to Tom Seaver. So there you go. And, of course, Ken Griffey Jr. also got in there, 630 career home runs, 10 gold glove winners. What a great, great player Ken Griffey Jr. was. I met Ken Griffey Jr. when he was 10 years old. I was a sportscaster in Cincinnati, and he was there at the batting cage watching his dad take
practice.
Wow. Yeah, pretty cool. And, of course, he grew up to be, not just a chip off the old block, better than his dad. And, of course, they played together, and they homered in the same game. Father and son homering in the same game. Who does that?
Right. How great is that? And Ken Griffey Jr., Todd, imagine his career. Obviously, Hall of Fame, great. But imagine his career if it weren't for all the injuries.
He had some injuries, exactly. But you know something? He was never suspected of steroids because his body stayed the same. Mm. Unlike Barry Bonds, Mark McGwire, Roger Clemens.
Where you get big
Sammy
muscles
Sosa.
And back knee.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. So anyway, so congratulations to those two. Hey, real quick, let's go through the baseball while we've got Casey at the bat going. Dodgers 9-6 winners over the Cardinals. Adrian Gonzalez, a grand slam. Angels lost their third in a row to the Astros, 13-3. Jose Altuve, 2 home runs, career high 6 runs batted in. I love this story. Chris Sale, White Sox ace pitcher, he's 14-3, 3.18 earned run average. He has been suspended for 5 games and fined, and he's going to lose about $250,000 because on Saturday he was scheduled to pitch, and the White Sox were having throwback uniform day. They were going to wear their old uniforms from the 1976 season. Sale didn't like the uniforms, so he cut them all up. He ripped them and tore them to shreds, so they couldn't wear the uniforms, and he was scratched from the lineup, and they said, you're out for five days now, which will mean one pitching rotation, one spot in the rotation.
So he pulled a total diva fit, which
he
everyone...
Everyone
knows in radio is called a mark.
He went fast. You know, what was that? Wardrobe malfunction.
Yeah,
he went crazy.
Yeah.
And so anyway, he ripped up the jerseys. Then they say he's on the trading block, by the way, too. And the Cubs and the Yankees are in talks, they say, now involving Yankee reliever Aroldis Chapman, the hardest throwing pitcher in baseball right now. 3-0, 2.01 ERA, 20 saves on the season. If he goes to the Cubs, look out for the Cubs in the playoffs this year. Real quick, NBA USA 106-57 over China in the U.S. Olympic team tune-up at Staples Center. But at the game, Kevin Durant and Draymond Green were booed. Booed by Lakers and Clippers fans because those guys are playing for the Warriors now, especially Kevin Durant, who hasn't played for them. Hey, Mark, I know you had Rusty Wallace on a Friday talking about Jeff Gordon. Jeff Gordon finished 13th in the Brickyard 400 yesterday at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Kyle Busch won the Brickyard 400. Hey, and some NFL news, and this is a tragic here. The Dallas Cowboys bus was carrying a bunch of staffers to Las Vegas for a big promotional, you know, Dallas Cowboy fan event in Las Vegas. And they were involved in a crash in Kingman, Arizona with another van, and four people in the van were killed.
So sorry.
Now, Mark, you also mentioned that the Rams camp is opening up this Wednesday at UC Irvine. So, you know, and you said go out and watch them play. It's always fun to go out and watch these teams play. In fact, get this, 10,000 Rams fans turned out for a flag football charity event of former Rams all playing. Guys like Orlando Pace and Isaac Bruce. It was in St. Louis at the Edward Jones Dome. Ooh. How about that? So I guess they still got Rams fans in St. Louis. They love their Rams there. And the Eagles are already working out. They're getting ready for their camp. And they say that all three quarterbacks, Sam Bradford, Chase Daniel, and the first-round draft pick, who is Carson Wentz, is going to get equal reps right now. And by the way, less than 2 weeks, the Hall of Fame football game, Packers against the Colts. So. Mm. Your longing for NFL football, Mark, it's right here, baby. You can take. In fact, 2 weeks from this Thursday, you've got your first Carolina Panther exhibition game.
Okay, I know, and here's the thing. I'm in California. I don't have the NFL Network in my hotel room, and training camp is opening, and I can't watch. So I'm just going to have to slounge and go to ESPN.
Slounge, you say?
You're slumming in ESPN?
I'm making stuff up.
Yep.
I'm making words up if you have just joined us.
Hey, you don't have to make anything up to go to Frontier Toyota, baby. It's a great time to buy a car at Frontier Toyota. Enormous selection of certified pre-owned vehicles at Frontier Toyota. Hey, you don't close...
Deals. You open.
Mark, could you keep me from saying something stupid, Duke? You don't close deals. You open relationships at Frontier Toyota. Mention this out. Okay.
Now, coming up at 8:20, something happened. No, we've got an interview. But later, we're not going to have time. I'll make it a short interview. Coming up, something happened at Comic-Con. Is it snakes?
Oh, God.
Looking through the window right now. I'm so excited.
Coming up at 20 minutes after 8, something happened at Comic-Con that has Stephanie, the Star Wars geek, freaked out.
Uh-oh.
And we'll also take a look at the box office. That's at 8:20. This is Mark in the Morning. All right. So before I get to the movies for the weekend, went to the Orange County Fair. I started out with chicken fingers and fries. Uh-huh. And then I went and I had a prime rib sandwich with more fries. Mm. And then I went and had corn on the cob with lemon juice, lemon pepper, salt and pepper. Polished that. I have, and I'm not kidding, I've had like 12 craps in the last 24 hours. I just got back. Most of Orange County is on the toilet. I'm just saying.
Thanks.
I'm just letting you know.
Thanks.
Okay. At the box office, let's check it out. Star Trek Beyond Zoom Past competition at the box office. The latest Star Trek film earned $59.6 million in its debut weekend, and critics are saying it's great. Go. However, this is the lowest opening in franchise history since Star Trek Nemesis in 2002. However, the horror flick Lights Out opened in fourth with a respectable $21.6 million. I got to tell you, $21.6 for a horror film that has no substantial stars is huge.
Yeah. Are you going
to
see it?
There's a chance I can see it today.
Really?
Yeah, because we went to the Grove yesterday, and Linda, because of the crowd, did not get to properly enjoy her Nordstrom experience.
Right, sure.
No. Shallows. See the Shallows
it's
before
not
it leaves?
It's not at the Grove.
It's already out?
I don't know. Oh, dude, maybe it's somewhere, but it's not at the Grove.
All right.
And so I don't have we looked.
Go see Lights Out. I want to hear about that.
Yeah. I can't wait. I'm bumped up. Now, all the geek fans are buzzing because this weekend at Comic-Con, Academy Award-winning actress Brie Larson has been announced for the upcoming film as Captain Marvel.
Wow.
That's huge news. Stephanie, your thoughts on this?
Look, Mark, I know there's a lot of rigmarole happening over this Brie Larson thing, but I just have to say this. This is spectacular! Do you know, a personal note, do you know how hard it is to be Stephanie the sci-fi specialist in what's essentially one giant sausage party? It is so nice to have a little estrogen in there for a change. I say more power to this lady. And Brie, I'm here if you need an understudy.
Stephanie, thank you as always. We are now joined by the very funny Michael Loftus. He is the host of The Flip Side with Michael Loftus and the Loftus Party podcast. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Now, for those that don't know you, you kind of give us the underbelly, the flip side of the current news.
Yeah, I mean, I figure there's like there's six political comedy shows going one way, so I thought I would go the other way. Everybody's zigging, so I'm going to zag. I'm an equal opportunity maker, funner, upper.
Now, Gina, yeah. Last week we know that the superstar speaker was Scott Baio.
Yeah.
Who's speaking tonight at the DNC?
Michelle Obama, Bernie Sanders, and Elizabeth Warren, I believe.
Okay, Michael, already bigger than the entire week of the Republican Party.
I know. And how funny would it be if Michelle Obama came out and did Melania Trump's speech?
Yes!
Wouldn't that be the best thing ever?
Now, let's...
She even did the accent. My father instilled in me the values.
That would be good.
So, Michael, what did you think? I mean, the staff member came out and said, I interviewed Melania. She gave me some of her favorite quotes. I wrote them down, and they wound up in the final speech. And then she tried to resign. Your thoughts on that?
I think it's really funny. I mean, if you're going to steal a hunk of a speech from somebody, yeah, definitely steal from Michelle Obama. It works. I like the YouTube mashup where they have them both singing it like a duet. It gives me faith in humanity. It's like, okay, there are some good ideas. We can all agree that having faith and hope in humanity is a good idea.
But don't you think if you're going to be writing a speech and you write down word for word what the potential first lady said, don't you think you want to rephrase that?
I tell you, I mean, I'll give Melania a pass because, like, the girl who helped her is like a former ballerina. Let's not forget that, like, Joe Biden, this cost him a presidential run a couple cycles ago.
Wow.
He had a huge problem with plagiarism, but everybody kind of forgets that.
Mm.
I mean, he's a professional. That dude is like a professional politician. Melania is like she literally just got off the boat.
Well, Michael, I'm sorry. I'm out of time, but I really enjoyed you. Can you join us again sometime?
I would love it.
Out of all the stuff that's potentially going to be happening this week at the DMC, what are you looking forward to most?
Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Just what is going to happen. They did a little test speech with her this morning, and the Bernie Sanders people just booed like crazy. That is going to be the big story. What are they going to do about the DNC WikiLeaks and Debbie Wasserman Schultz? That is a problem.
This gentleman is Michael Loftus. He is the host of The Flip Side with Michael Loftus and the Loftus Party podcast. Go to theloftusparty.com for information. Michael, we will contact you soon and do this again. Maybe this week, Michael.
Oh, let's do it. Let's do it. I'm down. And let's have some more Orange County Fair colon cleanse.
Yay!
Who was that talking there?
Rita.
Ever heard of her?
No.
Okay. Worked with her for 30 years?
No.
No?
Last name Wild?
Nothing.
All right.
What's trending, Dean?
Well, two are confirmed dead and at least 10 injured after a shooting at a Fort Myers nightclub during an all-ages night. Police have not determined a motive but said it is not an act of terror. However, unfortunately, the two confirmed dead are teenagers. DNC Chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz will hand in her resignation after WikiLeaks leaked emails that implicated her in trying to keep Bernie down and raise Hillary up during their campaigns, allegedly. And if you live in Washington or Colorado, you'll soon be able to legally partake in Willie Nelson's premium brand of cannabis.
Yes!
Willie's Reserve. is expected to be available in select stores in July in Washington before debuting in Colorado in August.
Let's smoke some pot and have sex!
I'm Gina Grant, and that's what's trending online. We have a special guest in studio at 8:35. Going to make Mark flip out. Mikey's going to pass out, and I am beyond excited. But first, Aerosmith. This is Mark in the Morning.
Now, if you'll remember a week ago, I told you the McDonald's announced they would we would be filtering out of porn in their free Wi-Fi service. No more porn. No more sitting at McDonald's eating an Egg McMuffin looking at porn. Starbucks has now done the same thing.
Aww.
What's better than a latte and a whore? Naked, doing a dude on the sidewalk. Can't do it at Starbucks anymore.
Mikey, grab that drop.
The company announced it will no longer allow customers to access naughty websites while connected to its free Wi-Fi.
What will the hipsters do?
Fascists. You know what? This actually is probably very good business on their part because people will buy a $1.35 cup of coffee and sit there all day. Nice. And, that's like they could be turning tables over. So maybe it's their way of just moving people in and out if they can't watch the porn and drink a cappuccino.
It's true. I mean, what is the deal with people? I mean, the idea of sitting down with a cup of coffee and staying in Starbucks for 5 hours looking at my laptop. Where's the rest of your life going?
Yeah.
What are you doing? How come you have this much time to sit there? And what is it exactly are you doing?
Well, I think they're all writing the next best screenplay.
I see. Yeah. Okay. That's fine.
Hey, Mark, can I tell you something?
Yes, you can.
We have an email from a young man that I would just love to tell you about.
Please.
He says, hey, guys, my name is Jorge, and I'm an avid listener. This program has gotten me through some tough times, early mornings, late nights. He listens on the podcast. He works the graveyard shift as a hospital security guard. Well, he wanted to ask a favor. He turns 21 today. Now, he has never celebrated his birthday. I don't know why. I don't know why he's so anti-birthday, but he said he's never really celebrated it, and he was hoping that we could give him a little shout-out. He says, hope this gets to you, to my radio god and his apostles. Thank you so much. I keep doing what you guys are best at, best in the business. Jorge.
Today's his birthday?
21st birthday.
And he's not celebrated it?
He's never been a birthday guy.
Jorge, let me share with you my story of when I turned 21. And everything I'm going to tell you right now is absolutely true. How much time do I have, Mikey?
2 minutes.
Okay, perfect. So I'm sitting on the couch. It's my 21st, the evening of my 21st birthday. And I'm sitting on the couch. We had just had dinner. I have an apartment, but I would go home. My mother would wash my clothes and sure. I would eat. So we just had dinner. We're sitting on the couch and we're watching TV. And I thought, I'm 21. And I'm sitting on the couch with my mother watching television. I immediately got up. We lived in a dry county. You have to drive 13 miles to the Tennessee-Alabama border because right over the border, Tennessee was wet. There are bars and you can buy whatever. So I just go. And I'm not much of a drinker at this point in my life. You have to be really depressed and old when the drinking really begins.
Sure.
And so I go and I just go into a bar. And you have to be a little careful because it's rough up there.
It's seedy.
So I'm sitting at the bar. And there is a gigantic jar on my left of pickles pig feet and a jar on my right of pickled boiled eggs. Ugh. And I'm just sipping on a beer. And I hear, hey, and I turn around and it is the now great Tim Whitsitt. He is in the Mark Thompson Hall of Fame. And he comes over to me and goes, what are you doing? And I said, well, it's my 21st birthday. I thought I could legally have a beer, so I'm having one. He goes, dude. It's your birthday. Come on over here. I go and there's a table and Tim has not one but two ladies with him. And they're not gorgeous, but it's 9 o'clock at night.
But they're willing.
So we sit down and we're talking and yakking and whatever. And, you know, the beer starts to take effect. And it was decided that we would buy a case and drive the 20 or so miles to my parents' cabin in the woods, on the lake.
Yeah.
So we go. One thing leads to another. I'm in one bedroom with one of them, and Tim Whitsitt is in the bedroom with the other one, and we're going at it. And all of a sudden, the door to my bedroom opens, and I look, and it's the second girl. She comes into the room and shuts the door, and as the door is closing, Tim yells, "Happy birthday!" Jorge... I don't expect you to top that because you're not going to. But you're 21, you freak. You need to get out there and do something nuts. You know what? Buy a whore. Oh, you get exactly what you want. No. You can request. Yeah.
Oh, Danny's
yeah.
plotting.
Yeah. So do that and call me and give me every detail.
Enough is enough. I have had it with these monkey fighting snakes on this Monday to Friday plane.
Best dub ever.
Now, we welcome in Rob the Reptile Guy. He's brought in snakes, and I don't like snakes, and Gina's entertained by that.
Oh, I can't wait.
Which bothers me. Why would she be entertained by the fact that I'm uncomfortable?
Exactly.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, Mark.
How many snakes did you bring in today?
I have probably about, at least 10.
And then
with
God.
What Chris has, there's at least, he has 3.
All right. Now, first of all, there's boxes and boxes of snakes.
Yeah.
In here.
What's all it? Over the place.
Oh, God.
We're surrounded.
That's moving.
Yeah. There's literally no way out of the studio.
They travel in bags.
Okay. All right. All right. First of all, you brought something in sawdust.
Yes.
Would you put that up here and bring out whatever that is?
It just looks like a box with sawdust in it and nothing else.
Yeah, so this is a western hognose snake, and they burrow, and you'll see from its snout that it has an upturned snout.
You better find it.
Which is why they call it a hognose.
There he is!
Oh, God!
What are you jumping for, Rob?
I thought I saw it over there.
Oh, stop it. Rob, hey, Rob, I'll take you out.
So if you look at its profile, you see its upturned snout.
Oh, he's so cute.
And Rob, you do that again, and I'm going to throw you off this building.
Mark, isn't he cute?
No, he's not. He's a snake.
Oh,
now, that's
baby.
Not poisonous, right?
No, not to humans. Not right. Fine, right?
So, wait. What do you mean not to humans? Was it poisonous, too?
Small
frogs.
Insects and small
things that it can eat.
Yeah. But it's safe because technically it's known as rear fanged. So you would really have to be checking out its tonsils to basically get the venom. And actually, bee venom has more toxin in it than this stuff does.
Can I touch him?
Absolutely.
Can I touch him?
Oh,
my
wow.
My daughter handles this type of
good
stuff.
For your daughter.
He's beautiful, Mark.
Yeah.
Now, what is his tongue doing when it goes out and crazy like Gene Simmons?
Looking for a lady.
Yep. In some cases, that's true. Looking for food. That's their sense of smell.
Well, can it touch my hand? Can the
yeah?
Actually, I don't know if I can do this.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's fine. It's fine.
I mean, do whatever you want. I'm touching nothing.
No, don't do it.
No,
don't.
I can't do it. I gotta wait. I can't do it.
All right, let's see something else because you've got a lot of stuff.
He is
here.
Very
okay.
cute,
hey,
though.
Buddy.
I gotta tell you.
Hey, not very friendly.
Oh,
whoa!
What just happened?
He's back in the box.
Oh, that's the same snake.
That's the same one.
Sorry. Rob, you need to lose your tune. You know that I'm jumpy, and then the first thing you do
Mark.
Is jump at me.
Okay,
that was awesome.
Okay, the first, sorry about that. The
no,
first,
you're not.
Yes?
That was intentional.
Well, they put me up to it. But, like you, I used to be like you. I was deathly afraid of them.
Oh.
And eventually just started, I got to get over this thing here. I got to finally do this. And there's a couple times a few snakes could have met their demise because of the fact that it was coming too close to my face. And I was telling them, like, don't do this. Get it away or I'm going to break its spine.
Right.
You know, but my wife basically is the one who got me, you know, started more into snakes. She has all kinds of things there. This is my wife, Sochi. And so,
hey, Rob's wearing a fanny pack. He is manly.
He's ready to go.
Yeah,
that's the anti-bite venom.
Are there snakes in there?
Antidote,
possibly.
Rob,
get another one.
Okay, let me bring the box over here.
Yeah, Mark, grab the box.
Of all those that are right by him,
in the box there are bags that are moving.
Okay. Look, this will make you feel better.
All right.
This is on Facebook
this
Live, by the way.
This is something that you can handle.
Okay, cool. Oh, a turtle.
This is a reptile. A lot of people say I'm afraid of reptiles. Okay, this is usually how we start getting people into it. People love tortoises. This is actually a sulcata. This is a...
Why is he moving his head in and then back out?
Because he's checking you out.
He's checking me out?
Yeah. You're this big giant, Tim.
Wow.
Now, is this a snapping turtle?
No, this is from sub-Saharan South Africa. This is the poor man's Galapagos because he will actually... can get up to 300 pounds.
Oh, my God.
I'm holding it.
And
holding it.
And when they first come out,
hi, baby.
Want to hand me the blue one down below.
Hi, baby boy.
What's in there?
These are little. You'll like these. Nothing's going to jump at you. I'll tell you before.
What do you want?
More music.
He likes the scary music.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, the turtle. Okay. Oh, there's a little minis.
These are California desert tortoise. You can touch it. It's okay. It's not going to bite you.
Yeah, you lied.
Oh, no, that's adorable. Mark, you know that's adorable.
What's on? Why is that on?
Don't shake him. He's not a maraca.
I'm trying to get that lettuce off his face.
No, it's what it wants to eat.
I'm missing
missing breakfast.
Sorry. See? My bad.
I just don't want a little guy to fall off the table here.
And let's bring out a big snake. We've got like 5 minutes left. Is that what we got?
Yeah. All right.
All right. I'm going to take a selfie with this tortoise.
Rob, the reptile guy, has brought snakes into the room. Katie, there's snakes in here.
I want to see the snake.
Okay, well, back away. Well, there's too many. Oh, God.
Oh my God.
Okay, first of all, do we need to move the tortoise away from this boa constrictor?
This tortoise can kiss my ass. Oh, there is a big ass.
My God.
This is Cuddles.
Cuddles is all right, knotted up.
Now, there's a big one there, and he's taking something out of a bag.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm freaked out.
There's a bunch of people taking bags.
Please.
There's a whole bunch of... It's snakes in a studio.
They have snakes in the bag.
How much does Cuddles weigh?
20
and
pounds.
20 pounds, and how long is he?
I'm actually afraid.
Mikey's going to pass out. Can I touch Cuddles' back?
Just push him.
I don't want to touch him.
Are any of these poisonous?
No, nothing's venomous. The only one that could mildly venomous was the hognose.
Oh, the little baby.
This is a California king. Wow. This is a banded king.
Mark, come over here. Don't be a wimp.
There's one behind me.
He's surrounded. Look at Mark's face.
They are beautiful. They're beautiful. Mark, touch his back. Just touch his back.
Just touch the back.
There you go.
Very good. I'm proud, Mark. Yeah. That's how it starts.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
That I have made so much progress today.
Now, is Cuddles a boa constrictor?
Yes.
Okay, so they can constrict around your neck and things like that. Isn't that what's so terrifying about them?
Yes.
Are you afraid of that happening to you right now?
No. Usually once they're a little bigger than this, then you have to worry. But okay. He's fine right now.
He's fine?
And he knows I'm not food.
I do like... Calm down. I do like the really colorful tip of the tail. Why is it so much brighter than the rest of him?
It's just the iridescence to different parts of them, the way the light hits it.
Mark, I have a great idea. After the show, we'll put you in a bodysuit like Britney Spears and you'll hold the boa like the front of the album.
Not happening.
Okay.
Appreciate it, though.
Can I hold
them? Sure.
Why am I clapping?
We do a lot of...
This is on Facebook Live, Mark in the Morning.
We do
Facebook
a lot
page.
Of... community outreach. Mm-hmm. We do a large number of shows. We were actually over at the...
Cuddles does not want to leave this guy alone. Oh, my God, never mind, because if that happens to me, I will flip out.
Is he, like, really strongly grabbing you?
I can't. You know what? Scratch it. I can't. I can't. What if he does that to me?
Oh, is he trying? Oh, God.
No.
Here we go.
Gina's going to put the snake on.
Oh,
just
very
don't let
good.
Him touch my... Okay.
What if he starts grabbing you?
Then I guess we have good ratings.
He just doesn't want to fall.
Hey, Cuddles, go for the boobs. That'll feed a small country.
Oh, my gosh.
He is really beautiful.
He's caught up in the...
That's okay. This is good enough.
All right.
Oh, Cuddles. All right, I'm letting go of Cuddles. Oh, wow.
What's
was
in the
amazing.
Background? Rob, the reptile guy's got a bunch of snakes in here.
This is, if I can ever get this thing open, what you encountered... When you were in the corn bin.
Oh, a corn snake?
Yeah.
Oh.
They're actually pretty nice. They're actually a type of rat snake.
Yeah, when you're a kid buried in a bunch of corn, that would freaked me out.
Yeah, that would get me too.
I gotta tell you, like a good horror movie, it is way more terrifying to see a bag move than to actually see what's in the bag. Just seeing that bag slither around
creepy.
Is pretty terrible.
Well, I knew this one guy who was with the... with customs, and when they were checking in the animals that were,
Skip the corn snake.
I got a different one.
All right.
By the way, Rob and group is with the Southwestern Herpetologist Society, founded in 1954. What exactly do you guys do? What is your purpose?
What is our purpose? What are we trying to do?
We just like to carry bags.
Basically, we educate our members and the general public on reptiles and amphibians, as well as all wildlife in general. And we also promote the conservation of reptiles and amphibians.
Oh,
so you think snakes get a bad rap?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay.
They're Mikey, part of the ecology.
What was the snake that was in my yard?
A black snake?
You had a black rat snake.
Okay. And somebody said it's good for the yard, it's good for us to have him there?
Yeah, because otherwise you're going to be having all kinds of...
Oh, there's two in there.
Oh, wow.
No, that's just one.
Look at this guy. This is the coolest thing I've ever seen.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. What kind of snake is this?
This is called a black-tailed crebo.
Wow. Whoa. You guys, go to Facebook.
Can we lose a steak? Okay,
no, there's a hairless dog in here.
And check this guy
and
out.
He's licking my toes. All right, listen, when there's snakes in the room,
this
don't
is lick. Incredible. What's it called again?
Blacktail Creebo.
Mark, you have to admit this is a gorgeous
that
snake.
That is a beautiful
yeah.
snake.
That is
oh,
terrifying.
Oh, what is that?
This is basically a cousin. This one, actually, this was from a school. This had been with a bunch of second graders, so feel free.
Okay. Yeah, a second grader can handle it, Mark.
Okay, thanks. That was great.
Yeah. Hey. This is basically the cousin of the corn snake.
That one doesn't even look real.
Hey, Rob. What I want to do is maybe the next time we do an appearance somewhere, mm-hmm. have you guys come out, put on a whole thing, and let the kids come.
Educate the people.
Yeah, let's do that.
We love that.
All right, so the Southwestern Herpetologist Society, if you want to get more information, swhs.org. We will be in contact, and we'll get together and do some stuff. Thank you for going to the truck. Whoa! What is that?
That's a corn snake. That is the that one is an albino. How do you like the fiery red eyes?
Well, that's actually really scary.
Yeah.
Don't put that.
That
in.
One's straight from Hades.
Stand over there by your father.
Oh, look, Mark!
No.
I'm holding it, but I don't want him
Mark,
to fall.
Mark, I'm proud of how you've been.
Mark,
doing
look!
This. I have I've to been, applaud you for this.
Mark, look! Look, Mark! I got a snake on me.
Because at first, my daughter was going to really, she was going to challenge you.
Oh, I'll kill you. I'll kill you. I don't care if you're his daughter. I'll take your life.
What was it you were going to tell him? What were you going to tell him? If he didn't want to touch, you know, the a snake.
What was going to happen?
What were you going to tell him? You worked with it.
Not happening.
She shied up. She was basically going to ask you what he's going to... what your attire was, whether you were wearing boxers or panties.
Well, that's a very good question.
Panties. I'm yep. the first to say it.
Yep.
You can
yep.
hold snakes all you want. You're an idiot. All right, so Rob, we'll speak soon, okay?
Definitely.
And get all the snakes. Don't leave any in you.
If I get a call back, you might know.
Miss Grad, please inform me as to what is trending.
I'd love to. Well, at least 30 people were arrested at Guns N' Roses concert Saturday night at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. That's according to police. Those arrested were charged with a variety of crimes, including drug possession, lewd conduct, simple assault, and resisting arrest. One New Jersey woman apparently took it to the extreme and was charged with aggravated assault on a police officer. This is according to officials. On a happier note, the band celebrated Slash's 51st birthday during the Saturday show, with Axl Rose acknowledging the occasion toward the end of the show before Slash took his spotlight for his guitar solo.
Now, let me just ask, let's run this down. So it's Saturday night. You are a Guns N' Roses fan.
Yeah.
You're drunk. The band is on time, which infuriates you. And you're in New Jersey. How do you expect this to go well?
And it's everything you'd want from a concert arrest. It's drugs. It's probably showing your lady bits. It's resisting arrest.
Rock and roll!
Yes, you love it, and you know you love it. So the band played a second show at the venue Sunday night. Apparently that went off without a hitch, maybe because it was a school night. But Saturday night, man, that was the night to be at Guns N' Roses!
Good God. I can't think of anywhere at any time that I would rather not be than what you just described.
Funny, Debbie. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. This is Mark in the Morning, and this is Heart.
Wraps it for a Monday. I got to go to the bathroom again, so Uncle Joe luckily is here for the 10 at 10.
Tell you what we're doing for the 10 at 10 today. One of the greatest live albums of all time came out in this particular year, and they just recorded it straight through, no overdubs or anything like that. Got that coming up for you? Because I can tell you're mesmerized at this point in time. And this is also the year that the Sylmar quake took place.
Now, tomorrow, we've got 5 seconds for 30?
30 bucks.
Wow, it's crazy. But beyond that, Don Knotts, they've unveiled a statue of Don, and there's an ongoing argument in this room. I'm a giant Andy Griffith fan. We're the classic Barty Fife, played by Don Knotts.
Who?
God. But now Mikey and Danny, they claim that Don Knotts is best known as Mr. Furley from Three's Company.
He was, he is, and will always be Mr. Furley.
This is so ridiculous.
With the ascot and the paisley.
Honestly, I may wind up quitting my job over this. Tomorrow, we're going to open the phones. We're going to do a text poll. Is it Barney? Is it Mr. Furley? And I guarantee Barney Fife wins.
The Regal Beagle.
Mikey.
The theme song for the Raiders this year, baby. You know what it is?
Bicycle.
The theme song for the Raiders is Bicycle.
That's all I could come up with. Wait, we are the champions?
No, that'll be the end of the year. Back in black or back in silver and black, baby. AC/DC on Mark in the Morning.
Go Rams!
Want more Mark in the Morning? Live and in living color in Southern California. Listen weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on 100.3 FM.